Okay, Shalom Rabosa, Guten Erev Shabbos. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Aleph. And we are here at the top of Samach Aleph, Amar Aleph, right? Amar Ula, right? We've been talking about avodas that are done out of order on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. And now we have some more of that. And then later we'll go on a tangent. And for a lot of the daf, really, we'll talk about the Tahara process of a Metzora. But before we get to that, so let's continue here. Amar Ula. Ula says like this. Okay, now just to chazer a little bit of the Mishnah. The Mishnah we learned about a week ago. Right, the avoda that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was he shechted the bull, right? He sprinkled it inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Right, then he went back outside. He shechted the goat. He sprinkled the goat's blood inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Then he went back and took the par's blood, sprinkled it inside the Heichal, and then he went back and took the goat's blood again and sprinkled it inside the Heichal. Now, with that little background, just to refresh her, right, Amar Ula. Ula says, Seir sheshachto kodem matan damo shel par, lo asa v'lo klum. If you shech the goat before sprinkling the blood of the par, so that is nothing, right? That is no good. You have to go back and shecht the goat again, right? Meaning our Mishnah had mentioned, right, the sprinkling of the blood, right? So now Ula mentions that even if you shecht the goat in between, but you do the sprinkling of the blood in the proper order, right, that's no good. You have to go back and shecht the goat again. The Gemara says, well, one second. What, according to the Mishnah, I just said, right, the Mishnah was very specific, right? So now, we learned in the Mishnah that hiktim damaser, the dam par, right? The Mishnah specifically mentioned that it's the blood that's important, that is in order, right? It says specifically, if you sprinkle the blood of the goat before the sprinkling the blood of the par, yachzer v'yazem midam ha-sayir, achar dam ha-par. So then you have to go back and sprinkle again from the blood of the goat after you sprinkle from the blood of the par. V'emisan, if it's true that you have to go back and shecht again, right? Yachzer v'yishchod mi-bayle, right? Yachzer v'yishchod mi-bayle. It should have said, not that you have to go back and sprinkle the blood again, you have to go back and shecht the goat again. Right? If you're telling me that the shechita is also crucial in the order, so Gemara says no. Targuma Ula b'matamas shebeheichal. Ula said that Mishnah is not talking about the sprinkling inside lufnav lufnim in the Kodesh Kodashim. It's talking about the sprinkling in the heichal, meaning that the Gemara originally assumed that we were talking about sprinkling in the Kodesh Kodashim, meaning that he sprinkled the goat's blood before you sprinkle the par's blood inside the Kodesh Kodashim. So obviously the shechita must have been done already. So Ula says no, that's talking about the sprinkling of the blood in the Heichal, meaning what happened was he sprinkled the par's blood. Right, he sprinkled the par inside the Kodesh Kodashim. He went back out, shechted the goat, sprinkled the goat's blood inside the Kodesh Kodashim, and then instead of going and taking the par's blood and sprinkling it inside the Heichal, he just took the blood that he had already had in his hand, i.e. the goat's blood, and started sprinkling in the Heichal. That was out of order. But for sure, the goat was already shechted because he already sprinkled inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Right, so we're talking about the second set of sprinklings that are out of order in our Mishnah. And V'chein Amar Rabbi Appas, B'matamas Shebeheichal, yeah, and Rabbi Appas agreed that Mishnah is talking about the Matamas in the Heichal. So in that case, Mishnah, there's no, of course it's not going to go say shecht the goat again, because the goat is already shechted, you already sprinkled the blood inside the Lefnai V'lefnim, inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that's not a steer to Ula at all. Again, the Mishnah is simply teaching that if you, for whatever reason, you took the blood that you carried out of the Kodesh Kadoshim with you, i.e. the goat's blood, and sprinkled it on the Heichal, in the Heichal, so then you have to go back, right, do the par, and then do the goat's sprinkling again. Okay, fine. The Mishnah said, V'chein beheichal, v'chein b'mizbeach, right? If you remember, we delineated three steps in the sprinkling process, right? First is the sprinkling in the Kodesh Kadashim, then the sprinkling in the Heichal, and then he went to Mizbech Hazav, right? And then did the procedure right on the Karnos and on the top of the Mizbech Hazav as well. So, right, again, if you remember, the Mishnah said that those are three stages, and if the blood spills out in between any of those three stages, so then you kind of just, you know, that's fine. You just continue from whatever stage you left off with. If the blood spilled out in between the sprinklings, let's say on the third sprinkling, and the Mizbech Hazav, so then that was a machlokes, right? The Tanakhama said you have to go back and do all the sprinklings on the Mizbech Hazav again, and I think it was Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar said that, no, you just pick up from where you left off. So now the Gemara says like this, Tanru Rabbanan. We learned in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to darshan out a pasuk. The full text of that pasuk is v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'yaseh ol moed v'yaseh mizbech yichaper v'yal hakohanim v'yal kolam hakahal yichaper. Okay, so a bunch of things going on for atonements, and the Gemara is going to darshan out. It's going to quote a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, in terms of which avoda atoned for which group of people. I guess the introduction I just gave to that to this to the, right. Okay, fine. Weiter. Tana Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. V'chiperes mikdash hakodesh. What does that refer to? That's lafnai v'lefnim. Right, that's inside the Kodesh Kodashim, right? Rashi says and then explains that that atones for going into the Kodesh Kodashim betumah. Right, for whatever reason, the Kohen Gadol was tame, right? So that's obviously a problem, right? If he goes in to the Kodesh Kodashim, right, when he's tame, right? So that is v'chiperes mikdash hakodesh, right? That is atoning, right? For what's it called? That's atoning for the Yom Kippur, for the Kohen Gadol who goes into Kodesh Kodashim Yom Kippur when he's tame. Okay. Oh, Hamoed, what does that atone for? What is that referring to? Zeh Heichal. That's if you go into the Heichal Betumah, inside the Kodesh and your tame. Mizbeach, what about that? Mishmo, right? Again, obviously that referring to Tumah around the Mizbeach. Yechaper should atone for Ilu Azaros. That's the Azaros, that's the courtyards, right? If you come into the courtyards, Tomei, so that also refers to that. HaKohanim, what about the Kohanim? Kamashman, that's referring to Kohanim who are Tomei. One second, now, hold on. Fine. That's still part of this pasuk. Again, sorry, just to backtrack, this pasuk is about the Seir Meshtaleach, right, the goat that is sent, right, and kicked off the cliff. So what are we atoning for? Right, it's the machlokas, right? Again, so all the things we just mentioned, right? Hakohanim, again, as we said, kimashman refers to that. The Elu Yisrael, right? Those are the Am Yisrael is getting atonement. Yechaper, what's that? Elu Halevim, and that's talking about the Levim. And Hushvu Kulam the Kapara Achas. All of them, right, Hushvu are equated to, right, meaning Kohanim, Yisraelim, and Levim, right, are shaykh to a Kapara. What's that? Shekulam Mechaper Misar Mishalech Bishar Averos. For every other Avera, right, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, right, Rabbi Yehuda says that all of those things that we're talking about beforehand, right, that is through Tuma, but every other Avera, right, is through Seir Mishalech. I mean, we have Avodas for the other, what's it called? Right, for the other sins, right, we have different Avodas, but in terms of the Seir Mishalech, right, that talks about that covers everything else. Right, again, and we've mentioned already that the Aaron does the vidui and the par for the Kohanim, right, and the sprinkling of the chatas, non Kohanim, right, get avoda, get atoned for the, what is it, the goat, the inside, the sprinkling on the inside. But the one thing that everybody's equal to, says Rabbi Yehuda, everybody gets atonement for all other sins through the Seir Meshtalech. Rabbi Shimon says a little different. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kashem Shadam Asar and Hanas Befnim Mechapar Al Yisrael, Betumas Mikdash Rekodshav, just like the Seir, the blood that's from the goat that is done inside, right, i.e. Lefnai V'Lefnim, is Mechapar for all of Am Yisrael for going into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei, Kach Dam HaPar Mechapar Al Kohanim Betumas Mikdash Rekodshav. So the blood of the par, that atones for the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash Shur Tamei. The Kishem Shevidu Shel Sayer Meshtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael B'Shar Averos. Right, Kach Vidu Apar Mechaper Al Kohanim B'Shar Averos. So too the Vidu and the Par atones for the Kohanim for other Averos. So it turns out the Machloka is simply between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is which Avoda atones for which item. And the machlokas is at the end, you see that what is the Seir Meshtalech Mechaper for? For according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Kohanim and Yisraelim for all other Averos outside of Tumah, in the Beit Hamikdash. According to Rabbi Shimon, so the Kohanim get Kapara through the Vidui on the par of the Kohen Gadol for any other Averos, and all of Am Yisrael, they get, the rest of Am Yisrael gets taken care of by the Seir Meshtalech. Okay, fine. Now, again, the intro I gave on the Mishnah, right, that really should have taken place now, right, as not when I quoted the Mishnah, right, the whole Machlokes, if you remember, about what happens if the blood spills out, where do you start from? Do you start from where you left off, or do you start from the beginning of the stage which you messed up? So that's more relevant to this discussion right now. That's why I got a little bit confused at the beginning. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan Ulan Dina Braisa. V'chila Mikaperes HaKodesh. That's, again, a different pasuk. That pasuk is talking about V'chila Mikaperes HaKodesh V'es Ol Mo'ir V'es Mizbech V'ikri V'es HaSo'ir HaChoy. Okay? That is, yeah. Fine. So we're going to darshan out that again, but again, it's going to be relevant to us. V'chilam mekaper zakodesh, and he finished the atonement in the kodesh. Zet lefnei v'lefnim. That's referring to the sprinkling all the way inside, or the avodah is all the way inside the kodesh kodeshim. That's oh hamoreh. What is that pasuk referring to? Is that heichal? That's talking about sprinklings in the heichal. And mizbeach, right? That's talking about kamashmal. That's the sprinklings on the mizbeach hazav. Meaning, this pasuk tells me, right, that again, when v'chilat mekaperes hakodesh, he finishes the atoning. So that's talking about the sprinklings. And there are three stages. There is the kodesh. That's i.e. the sprinklings in the beis in the kodesh kadashim. There's ohel moed, the sprinklings in the ohel moed in the heichal in the kodesh, and then the sprinklings on the mizbeach itself. So malamei shikul and kapara. Kapara b'fnei atzman. To teach us that each one is its own stage, right? Each one is its own kapara. And mikan amru, and from here, based on this, right? So nasa miktas matanos shibifnei v'nishbach adam. Let's say some of the matanos inside the kodesh kadashim were done, and then the blood spilled, meaning it spilled in the middle of the sprinklings inside the kodesh kadashim. Yavidam acher v'yaskal b'mitchilas right, so you bring more blood and you start again from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, say, no, you know, maskal elam makam shapasak. Right, you only start right from where you left off. So if you did three sprinklings inside, so you continue with the fourth sprinkling right inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Again, this price is really just going to elaborate on the three possibilities, just to show that each of the three stages were separate. Gamar has a matanos shebifnim v'nishbach adam, and if you finish the inside sprinklings inside the kodesh kadashim, and then on your way out, right, then the blood spilled. So then yavi dam acher, you need other blood v'yatchal b'tchilim v'mitzal shebheichal, and you start from the sprinklings in the heichal. Nasa mixas, and that everybody agrees, right? Because it was spilled in between stages, so you just start from the second stage. Nasa mixas matanos shebheichal v'nishbach adam. Let's say you started some of the sprinklings in the heichal, and then the blood spilled. So yavi dam acher v'yatchal b'tchilim v'heichal. Right, Tanakama holds you have to start again from the heichal. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Eino Matchil El Makom Shapasach. Again, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, you pick up from where you left off. So if you sprinkled three sprinklings, you would bring more blood and start from the fourth. Same thing, keep on going. Right, Gamar Matanos Shebeheichal V'Nishbach Adam. Let's say you finished all the sprinklings in the Heichal, and then the blood spilled. So then Yavi Dam Acher V'Yetzchei B'Tchilo B'Matanos Shemizbeach. Right, you bring more blood and you start again. You start just continue to the third stage that everybody agrees because the blood spilled in between the stages. Right, Nasa Mixas Matanos Shemizbeach V'Nishbach Adam. Right, now again, similarly, if you made let's say three matanos, so you sprinkled three times on the Mizbeach, and then the blood spilled. So Yavi Dam Acher V'Yetzchei B'Tchilo B'Matanos Shemizbeach. Right, you bring blood again. And the Kohen Gadol, right, starts from the beginning of that stage of and sprinkling on the Mizbeach, and that's the Tanakama Shita. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, right, Makom Shepasach, Lehu Matchil, right, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon also holds that you continue, right, and that's the case also, you continue from where you left off. Gamar Matana Shem Mizbeach Mishpach Adam. Let's say you finished all the sprinklings, meaning you finished the third stage. You finished the sprinklings on the Mizbeach, and then the blood spills, right? Like we said, that there's the Shirayim, the leftovers, that goes on the Mizbeach, right? Machlokas, which wall of the Mizbeach it goes onto. But after you're done with all the sprinklings, so then, you know, then you move out to the Mizbeach and pour it. Let's say the blood spilled on its way out to the outer Mizbeach. So then, Divrei Kol LaMa'akvi, everybody holds that it's not Ma'akev. In a Chanami, we held Rabbi, who was it? Rabbi Nechemya, I think, if I'm not mistaken, holds that it is Ma'akev, so it's not Divrei Kol Mamish. But when the Brisa says Divrei Kol, means everybody mentioned in this Brisa. Okay. So Anam Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan, and says, Ushnei HaMekirei HaDorachshu. Right, they're all working off of one pasuk, and the pasuk says, "Midam chataz akiburim mechas pashana." Right, you Aaron is mechaper for Am Yisrael from the blood of the chatas once a year. Right, it's a different achas pashana that we quoted yesterday. Rabbi Meir Sover, Rabbi Meir holds, chatas achas amarti lecha v'lo shtei chatos. Right, I meaning only one chatas, only one korban chatas, and not two. Meaning that the stages, right, has to be done with the blood of one animal. So if you spill it in the middle, again, Rabbi Meir being the Tanakama, right, usually Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, right? So the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Achas Bashana, one Korban Chatas for each stage over here. So if the blood spills in between, and you need to shech another Korban and bring more blood, so you have to start again. Because you can't have blood from two different animals. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, and they hold, no, Chitui Achas Amarti Lecha, V'lo Shnei Chituim. I told you to do one Chitui, Chataz, one sprinkling, and not two. Meaning, don't do a sprinkling over again. right? According to this pasuk, achas bashana, once tells me that you only do however many sprinklings I told you once. So if you did three sprinklings already, now you need to bring more blood, you'll start again, because then you're doing those three sprinklings twice. So you keep on going from wherever you left off. Okay. Now, this is going to jump off to the Tara process of a Metzorah. So let's give a little bit of a background. Metzorah, obviously, someone who gets Tzaras, right? So after his Tahor, right, after he goes through the 8-day, he has to wait 8 days, and there's a whole thing going on, but at the end of it, he brings a Korban Asham, which we'll talk about on the second daf. He brings a bunch of Korban Asham. The Asham is the one that we're going to talk about. And he also needs a lug of oil. That's important because the Gemara is going to mention the lug, and I just realized that the lug is oil, and the blood is from the Korban Asham. So basically, what the Kohen does, the process is like this, right? The Korban Asham, the blood goes in the Metzorah's right ear, thumb, and big toe. And then some of the oil goes onto, I think the sprinkling. He sprinkles the oil towards the Kodesh Kodashim first, and then he puts it on the Metzorah's right ear, right thumb, and big toe. And then, if there's any leftover oil, he pours it on the Mistama. There was some leftover oil. Right, then he puts it on the Metzorah's head. Again, so that's just to be aware. That's exactly that's the process over here. Agav alug is a decent amount of oil. It wasn't he didn't just take the whole thing and pour it on his head. Right, the way to apply the oil, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and the Mishnayos talk about, is that he would pour the oil onto another kohen's hand and take oil from there. He wouldn't just pour a massive amount of oil on the guy's head. Right? Don't get that image. I think, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, that's the important thing that we're going to talk about now. Right? Again, that there are three stages. Yeah, it's going to parallel the three stages of sprinkling. Right on Yom Kippur. Right, again, there's the blood that goes on the ear, the right ear, the right thumb, and the right big toe. There's the sprinkling of the oil towards the Kodesh Kodashim, and there's the oil that then again goes on the ear, the thumb, and the big toe. Okay, so that's important background. So now, with that background, Tani will learn the Rabbisa. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugin. Rabbi Yaakov taught me, says Rebbe, that there's a difference between Yom Kippur and the process of the Metzorah. Meaning, the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is only, and Tanakama and Rabbi Meir, right, is only by Yom Kippur. But by Metzorah, everybody agrees that if for whatever reason you spill the oil, so then you got to start from the beginning, because the pasuk says v'log echad shaman, right? And, i.e., that you need to do the avoda with one full log, right? So therefore, if you spill the log, if you spill the oil, so then mistamah, since the pashas of the pasuk, right, it says beferish one log. So then, as Rashi points out over here, right, it has to be log echad amarti lecha, right, and not velo shnei logan. It has to be one. So therefore, they have to start again. So Gemara says, 1 second. Velo, really, the machlokes by Yom Kippur is only by Yom Kippur, and it's not by Metzorah as well. Vatanya didn't learn the Braisa, similar to Yom Kippur, that the machlokes does extend to the Tara process of the Metzorah. Nasan miktas matanas shebifnim. Right, let's say he sprinkled some of the sprinklings inside the Heichal, right? Meaning he's taking the oil, right? Sprinkling the oil towards the probably not inside the Heichal, right? It wasn't inside the Heichal, for sure not, right? Because the Metzorah was by the gate, right? Okay, not sure. Tzarchin, but the Maisa, okay. Tachlis, you sprinkled towards the Heichal, let's say, with the oil, right? Let's say again, Nasan Mitzas. Let's again, Nasan Mitzas Matanos Shebifnim V'Nishpachalog. If some of the sprinklings towards the Kodesh Kadashim were made, and then right, it was seven of them, and so then the oil spilled, Yavi Log Acher. You have to bring more. And start again. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon disagree. Right? They say no. You lift. Keep on going from wherever you left off. Similarly, Viter, let's say you sprinkled the coin, sprinkled the oil towards the Kodesh Kadashim, and then the oil spilled. So Yavi Log Acher, Viatchil B'Tchila Matanos Shema Bahonos. Right. So then He brings more oil and starts from putting the oil on the behonos, which is the big toe and the big thumb, again, because the oil spilled in between stages, right? You finish the sprinkling of the oil towards the Kodesh Kodashim, and the oil spilled on the way back, right? So Lamaisa, you didn't start the other step of sprinkling, of putting it on the thumb and the toe, so therefore you're fine. Just bring more oil and do the putting the oil on the thumb and the toe, on the behonos. Nelson, mitzvahs matanos behonos finish bachalog. Let's say you spill the oil in between of putting the oil on the thumb and the big toe. So then yavi log acher, Rabbi Yatcha b'tchilam matanos behonos. You have to start again. Says Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar Rishimun Omrim b'makom shapazaku hu matchil. Right? You just continue from where you left off. Right? Gamar matanos behonos finish bachalog. Let's say you finished all the putting the oil on the thumb and the big toe, then the log spilled. So divrei kol, then everybody agrees. Matanos shabarosh lama akvos, that putting the oil at the end, all the leftover oils at the end, are not ma'akev. But tachlis, what do you see? That machlokas does extend from Yom Kippur, right, to the tahara process of the mitzvah. So Gemara says, Eima, you're right. Enochanami, just change what Rebbe said. Rebbe didn't say that li chalak Rebbe Yaakov belugin, but rather Eima li shana Rebbe Yaakov belugin. Not that Rebbe Yaakov pointed out that there's a difference, but he pointed out that he taught me that the same machlokas, right, applies, right, by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, right, and the mitzvah, and the tahara process on the mitzvah. Amar, the Gemara says, one second, hold on. The last thing we said was that the matanos on the head, the oil that goes on the head of the mitzvah, is not ma'akev. Right? We see, one second, right? Matanos b'harosh im ma'akos, really not ma'akev? They're not ma'akev, right? He says that they are. My time, why not? So, ilema, if you'll tell me, misham dichtiv anosar min hashemen, right? Meaning the rest of the oil goes on the head, right? Meaning implying that if you have no leftovers, right, I mean, implying that it's not important. Right, it's just the leftovers, whatever. So elamiata avanoser, meaning that any time it says leftovers, so that is not ma'akev to the avoda. So elamiata anoseres min amincha hachinami v'lo ma'akvi. What do you mean by the korban mincha? Right, what happens by the korban mincha? Right, the Kohen Gadol takes three fingers. Right, takes the komets. Right, that goes on his back, and the rest of it hanoseres min amincha. Right, the rest of it gets eaten by whoever's bringing it, but as Rashi points out over here, right? If you're missing any of the leftovers, right? Look at Rashi, Hachanami de Lamakvi, three lines down in the wide lines, right? So he says, the Gemara says Menachos that Shiraim Shechosru. If you're missing any of the leftovers of the Korban Mincha after the Kohen does the Komets, in Maktiras the Komets, you can't bring the Komets on the Mizbeach. It's no good, right? It's totally, what's it called? It's crucial to have the leftovers. So you can't tell me, Vanosar min Hashemen, the leftovers, Vanosar min Amincha, you can't tell me that means, right, that it's leftovers, therefore it's inconsequential, because we have the same exact language by Korban Mincha, and the leftovers are very consequential. So Gemara says, Shani Hasam, Dechtiv Mieser, Vanosar. It's different, because by Mitzorah you have two psukim. It says, Umieser Vanosar, from the leftovers of the leftovers, meaning implying that the leftover oil here, right, is really totally leftovers. It's really totally not relevant. It's the leftovers of the leftovers. If you look at Rashi, right, like that's what he says, right? The Matanos Bahonos Kurin Shirayin, right? Putting the oil on the Mitzorah, right, that's already leftovers from the sprinkling on the towards the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's where then it says Miyasar Hashemen, from the leftovers of that, then you put on the head. Okay, so once that's already two stages, that's already leftovers of leftovers. So that already for sure, the way the pasuk describes that, right, that oil is not ma'akev. The putting of the oil on the head of the mitzvah, that's for sure not ma'akev at all. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like this: Asham mitzvah sheshachtu shelo lishma. Let's say again, you bring the asham korban asham for the mitzvah. One of the korbanos that the mitzvah brings is an asham. Let's say it was shechted shelo lishma. Right? We talked about and really in Masechas Pesachim a lot, a little bit in our Masechta. But if you shecht a korban shelo lishma, right? So then, if for not its own sake, meaning is if you look at Rashi, right? Kigon l'shem olo l'shem shlamim. Right? You have in mind when you shecht the goat or the sheep, or in the asham it's a sheep. So you have in mind that it's for a korban ola. You don't have it in the coin. Doesn't have in mind that it's for korban asham. So what do you do? So banu l'machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's our machlokas. Meaning the machlokas applies as well over here. Rabbi Meir, da amar yavi achar v'yatcha b'tchila. Rabbi Meir says that if you spill the blood in the middle, so you have to start again. So achanami yavi achar v'yeshchot. You have to, since you messed up Since you messed up the shechita, right, because you thought it was for a different korban, so then you have to bring another korban. You have to start again. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shamar Makam Shapasak, Mishamu Matfil, Kotner, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who say that no, you just keep on going from where you continued, right, from where you left off. So Hacha Inlon Takana. So here, it's not that you go back and bring another goat, because what's underlying Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar Shita, is you can't do an avoda twice. You can't do an avoda twice. So if you here, what are you going to do? You're going to shech the goat again, shech the sheep again, right? You can't do that. You can't do the same avoda twice, and therefore in lo takana, there's nothing you can do, right? You cannot complete, right, the tara process of the metzora. Now it's a machogus in the Gemara of Zvachim, and in Nazir, what happens? I think in Nazir, right? I could be wrong. What happens afterwards, right? If you can't get out of I take it back. That's Gemara Nazir says that what happens, we're going to see in a second, that let's say you can't complete the Nazir process. Are you still a Nazir or you're not? But Mitzorah process, what do you do? So Pasha says, Inlo Takana, what does that mean? Meaning, what do you start it again tomorrow? I'm not sure. Ein lo takana. Meaning you can't fix it. Meaning you can't, whatever you've done, I guess. Hold on, sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the tame. I'm not sure. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, sorry, my apologies. I'm not sure what the implications are then, but according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, so in lo takana, meaning it's no good, right? The avoda cannot be completed. Vait. Okay, now, Tosos, just to point out, Tosos over here, Tosos points out that he doesn't understand why it should be considered the beginning of the process if you shechted the asham shalo lishma, right? If you shechted the asham for an ola, why does that count as a stage that you completed, right? According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, right, what do they say? They say if you sprinkle three times inside the Kodesh Kadosh, and the blood spilled, so you start from the fourth time. Well, so the parallel here is you shechted the goat or the sheep already, and you messed it up, so you can't do it again. Well, if you messed it up, if you had intention that it should be an ola, not an asham, so I understand. Why does it count as if you did anything? Right, by the sprinkling of the blood in the Kodesh Kodashim. So again, you sprinkled three times, everything was great. You just happened to spill the blood. Here, you shechted the korban, shalol lishmo. Why in the world would that count? Right, again, if you look at Rashi, at the top of the Rashi, right, the beginning, the first Mishnah in Zvachim says, kol ha-zvachim shenishchu shalol lishmo kisher na vashalo olu labailon l'shem chova. What's the din if you shech the korban shalol lishmo? Right, and the first Mishnah, right, in Zvachim, if you shech the korban for a different korban, so the korban is valid, right, but doesn't count for the owner's, right, chiyuv, he needs to bring another korban. So I don't understand, like, why would that even consider as if you did something? He still needs to bring an asham. So Tosa says it's a totally different case, right? He says it can't be. It's not talking about this over here, right? He changes the girsa. If you look at right, nearly kigirsas rach, right? I'm in the first thin line of Tosos. It says it's really asham metzora shenishbach domo kodem matan bahonos. Really, the case that we're talking about here is that you shech to the korban, fine. And then what happens if you spill the blood before putting the blood on the big toe and the big the big thumb? So that's about what we're talking about over here. Okay, either way, but Pashas is our text. He's talking about the shechita. So now, aside from that question, the Gemara has a different question. Right? Maskev lo Rav Chista said, Sivaha osoksiv. Right? Doesn't the pasuk say oso? Right? The Kohen has to bring oso, the asham, right? It, meaning that only it, right? And if you look at, as Rashi explains, right? You need to bring that korban, right? But you can't change it. So that seems to imply, meaning maybe Rabbi Meir would also agree, right? That ein lo takana. Right, if for whatever reason, right, if it was a bad shechita, so Gemara says kasha in a chanami. That's tough. Well, we don't really have an answer for that right now. Tani kivas de Rabbi Yochanan. Even though we have that Rav Chista's kasha, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the machlokas applies even by the shechita of an asham for a metzorah. Right, asham metzorah shechta shalol lishma. Again, it's the same case that we had. Right, so osh shalol nasa midamo legali bahonos, or if you didn't make if you didn't make it to the big thumb and the big toe until before the blood spilled, or for whatever reason it wasn't applied, hareza ola legabe mizbeach. Right, it's still the korban still is brought on the mizbeach, v'tanu sachem, and you bring the requisite nesachem, the libations that would that accompany it. V'tzarech asham achad achshiro, and you need to bring another asham. Right, again, that's against Rav Chista, right, who says again this would be like Rabbi Meir that you can replace it. Right, again, that's against Rav Chista, who held that Rabbi Meir would agree that you cannot replace it. Rav Chista, what does Rav Chista do with the brisa? So Amar Lach, well, he would say to you, my tzarech, what does it mean when the brisa says tzarech asham acher la'achshiro, that you need another asham, right, to make to complete the avoda for the metzora? What does that mean? Tzorech v'in lo takana. That means the word tzorech means you need to, but you can't. Right? Not that, and that would line up. That price would line up like Rav Chista, meaning that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Meir even agrees to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that you need to bring another korban, right? Because the pasuk said oso, and you have to bring that specific korban. Right, but since you can't, therefore, there's nothing you can do. And tzarech means tzarech, you need to, but in lo takana, you cannot actually fix it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? V'tani tana, tzarech v'in lo takana? Does that really, do the Tanayim really say the word tzarech and mean that you need to do it, but you can't? The Gemara says, yeah, actually they do. V'tani v'lo der b'raisa, nazir memorat. Let's say you have a nazir who is bald. Right? One of the processes of the nazir, right? One of the surim of the nazir is he has to let his hair grow. And one of the things he does at the end is he has to use a razor, right, to shave all of his hair. Well, let's say he's bald. So what do? Beshame omrim, tzarech havas tar, right? You need to actually move the razor over the bald guy's head, right? Rabbi Ubeshil omrim, Ubeshil say, no, what are you talking about? Tzarech havas tar, you don't need to do that. For our Rabbi Avina said, kesh omrim beshame, and here's the kicker, here's the point, kesh omrim beshame tzarech, what does beshame mean that you need to move the razor over the guy's head? It doesn't mean you actually have to just pass the razor over the head. No, it means tzarech v'in lo takana. You need to shave with the razor, but since he doesn't have the ability to shave his hair, so then in lo takana, he can't. Right? And he has, and that's what I quoted before, that's the Gemara, says, his machlok is ready in Nazir, whether if he can't shave, that either he stays a Nazir or just whatever, meaning he can't do the mitzvah, but his Nazir's ends. Either way, but so there you see the word tzarech means tzarech v'in lo takana. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas. And this explanation of Beisham Eshita is that tzarech means he needs to, but he can't, right? That's against Rabbi Pedas. The Amr Rabbi Pedas, as Rabbi Pedas said, Rabbi Shammai and Rabbi Elazar, Amr Dabar Echad. The Beishamai and Rabbi Elazar have the same Shita. What's that? So Beishamai had the Amran. Beishamai, like we just said, and Rabbi Elazar, and here's how we know that they have the same Shita. And this is against how we explained Rabbi Beishamai's Shita beforehand. Rabbi Elazar is the Tan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Ein lo bo en yad, ubo en regal. Let's say the Mitzvah doesn't have a thumb, or a big toe on his foot. So ain lo taro lamis. He can never become taor. Rabbi Lazar says no. No sin amakomo viotze. He just puts it where it would have been, and that's fine, and that's good. Meaning beishame means doesn't mean that you can't shave. It means you can just pass the razor over the place where you're supposed to have hair, and then it's fine. Rabbi Shimon happens to say, "Nasan al small yota." You can even put it on the left. But either way, you see the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shammai say the same thing: that you just put it where it should have been. So you put the razor where the hair should have been. You put the blood where the thumb should have been. Okay, vayt. Tana Rabbanan will learn the Rabbisa. V'lokach midam ha'asham. Again, the coin takes from the blood of the asham for the mitzora. Yachu b'kli. You might have thought that he should take it in a kli. Right, again, all the blood that we take from animals that you shecht, right, you take the spurting life blood that comes out of the animal, that's collected in a kli. So you, obviously, very logically, would have thought that you should collect the blood of the asham in a kli. So therefore, Tama Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, v'nasan, that he has to put the blood of the mitzora, right, on the of the goat or of the sheep, rather, on the mitzora. Manasina ba'atz moshel kohen, zafakicha ba'atz moshel kohen. And just like he puts the blood on the mitzora with his finger, so too he has to catch the blood, right, with his hands. Right, pretty wild. Yachal afle mizbeach kain. You might have thought that even the blood that is sprinkled on the mizbeach also has to be caught in his hands. So therefore, tamalomar ki chatas hashamhu, ki kachatas hashamhu. It's like the chatos. Ma chatos tun kli saf asham ton kli. Right? Just like you have to use a kli to take the asham and sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, so too you need a kli to sprinkle the blood of the mizbeach, right? The blood of the asham on the mizbeach. So how do you do that? What do you, you got one hand and one kli? So says, yeah, nimsata omer. Well, not one person, but asham mitzora, shnei kohanim mikavlam damo. By the korban asham of a mitzora, two kohanim take the blood. Echa b'kli, echa b'yav, echa b'kli. One of them in his hands, right, cupping his hands, and one of them right, with the utensil. Right, zeh shekibol b'kli b'lo etzem mizbech, zeh shekibol b'yad b'lo etzem mitzora. The one who took the blood with his hands, right, goes to the mitzora, and the one who took the blood with the kli, so he goes to the mizbech. Okay, shkoyach kol rabosai. We'll go weiter in the Hilge Shas on Motzei Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this, and a tremendous Shabbos.